Hi, this is a dictation for Brandon Candler, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-C-A-N-D-L-E-R. Brandon Candler, date of service is 11-3-2022. And date of birth, 6-2-1988. Date of accident is 2-1-2022. The patient presents here and he reports that he wants to go back to work on a light duty as of today. And the reason is financial. However, he still has pain in the lower back and the neck and the mid back to the tune of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And pain in the right hip around 5. And pain in the right shoulder around 7. He just found a job where he can do a light duty job. His pain levels are varying from 5 to 10 depending on the day. And ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Especially patient reports that general activity, mood, walking ability, work are affected 8. Sleep is affected 7. And 40% pains are reported relieved. Last time he was reporting 80%. In the system review, patient reports mild headaches that are not so often, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And associated with minimal dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, and difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing shoulder in the right, right shoulder stiffness, right shoulder pain, neck stiffness, neck pain, lower back stiffness and lower back pain, and also mid back pain. He reports some pain in the right wrist and hand, and some pain in the right hip and right knee, but they're not severe. Ankle, right ankle and foot pain is also minimal, according to him. And there is slight difficulty walking, but he's able to walk without a cane. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. In GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, respiratory. Patient suffers from shortness of breath and asthma, but no difficulty breathing or chest pain, coughing. In the last 30 days, the pain level has remained the same. And medical history, patient has no new medical history except he torn a ligament in the right ankle, but not related to the car accident. No new surgical history, hospitalization. He lost 10 pounds in last 3 months and no other new trauma. Current pain medication is Percocet. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. So physical examination is same from previous visit. Of 10-27-2022, dictation number 1030-010, along with diagnosis plan. Because of the patient's insistence, I am checking him for light duty job up to 25 pounds, although we gave him a restriction for 5 pound lifting limit and a light duty. And due to the TBI, he should not be working close to the moving machine part. His pain symptoms are continuing and his pathology have been re-explained to him. He has been found to have a multi-level disc herniation in the cervical and lumbar region, and he has been advised to get a lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections along with shoulder injection to bring in rapid relief and early healing. And his physical therapy continues for another month, for once a week only. And then it will be removed. Thank you. He'll be returning for LESI in a week time. Thank you.